This podcast is titled, Is the TM Movement Endangering Itself? Brad Frager is the writer and presenter.
My wife Barbara and I arrived in Fairfield over 3 years ago. Moving here was a big surprise for both of us. She had wanted to come here for years, and I'd been saying, no way, we're staying in Austin. I love it here. Then on a May morning in 2016, I woke up knowing that we had to move to Fairfield. This feeling was extremely strong and wouldn't be ignored. I shared it with Barbara a couple of days later, and we decided to make the move. Prior to arriving in Fairfield, I hardly meditated at all. However, after arriving, I began meditating regularly. In addition, I was quickly asked if I'd take on the position of Director of Career Services for the MBA program at MIU. This led to faculty training and a great retreat, which convinced me that the TM, Transcendental Meditation, movement was a powerful, positive force for our civilization. In addition, in watching 50-plus tapes of Maharishi's teachings, I discovered that Maharishi taught conservative principles. And as a conservative myself, this was extremely affirming. This understanding, while affirming, was also very confusing. The Fairfield TM community is filled to the brim with progressive-leaning people. Maharishi was teaching conservative principles, but the people here were being seduced by the progressive movement, the dark side, a belief system that is the antithesis to what Maharishi taught. The answer ultimately became clear to me. These good people were misunderstanding both progressivism and conservatism, and a clear understanding of both is essential, as is how Maharishi's teachings are related. With this realization, I wrote the booklet, Maharishi, Mahesh Yogi, and Conservative Thought. Here are three examples from my booklet to demonstrate what I mean. Conservatives believe that every person of every race, religion, gender, and sexual orientation, everyone, deserves their chance at happiness, that the pursuit of happiness is a God-given right. Maharishi says it this way, life finds its purpose and fulfillment in the expansion of happiness. Progressives believe that women, gays, blacks, etc., are deprived of happiness because of the actions of others, either current or in the distant past. Progressives create victims and in doing so steal the opportunity for happiness from those they profess to be helping. Conservatives believe that human life is precious. Killing a human, whether in the womb or walking down the street, is murder, an evil deed worthy of damnation. Maharishi says, individual potential of life is cosmic potential. When you kill a man, you deprive him of that birthright. Killing is a sin. Also, he speaks of the acorn having the potential of the oak tree. Therefore, the fertilized egg, obviously, has the potential of a full-grown, enlightened individual. The progressive movement believes that babies may be aborted during the third trimester. In fact, some influential progressives believe that even a living aborted child may be killed at the request or approval of the mother. Conservatives believe that there is a universal consciousness that makes up the entire universe and everything in it. Some call it God, some Allah, some nature, and some the creative intelligence. Maharishi tells us, if a man is able to submit himself to nature, then nature will react to his needs. Almighty nature is all powerful and all loving, for the laws of nature are for the creation and evolution of all beings and creatures throughout the cosmos. He also said, my favorite Maharishi quote, control is the enemy of evolution. Progressives believe there is nothing more important than a powerful, controlling central government, created and managed by an elite, chosen group of people. That is what the people must depend on, not the fantasy of something more powerful beyond this world. The progressive movement, socialism on steroids, cannot afford to have the people under its control, believing in and or worshiping a power greater than the government they have formed. If progressives win, the heart will be taken out of the TM movement, which is dependent on knowledge of the unified field, the transcendent. No longer will a belief in anything more powerful than the government progressives have created will be allowed. We will no longer be able to teach the wisdom of Maharishi, and images of him and Guru Dev will be replaced with images of the society's supreme leader. I have been asked, what is the difference between socialism and communism? In my opinion, the best answer came from Ayn Rand, who said, there's no difference between communism and socialism, except in the means of achieving the same ultimate end. Communism proposes to enslave men by force, socialism by vote. It is merely the difference between murder and suicide. So I ask you, is the TM movement committing suicide? Thank you.
This podcast has been a Groundbreaking Productions production, copyright 2020, Brad Frager. Written, presented, and produced by Brad Frager with the assistance of Barbara Foley.